Would you love me less?
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
If your child learns best with a hands-on approach, Synergy Vocational Academy is for you, a faith-based magnet school that's now enrolling K through 12th grade. Synergy offers certifications, degrees, and apprenticeships in NCCER-accredited construction trades, multimedia, film production, gaming, culinary, and more. Synergy Vocational Academy is the school of tomorrow and accepts all state-funded scholarships. To learn more, call 801-5522 or check us out on the web at synergyk12.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off on Friday, and we're talking about a very important subject in the fact that Paul had a thorn in his side. And many people equate that with a sickness, eye problems, whatever it was that they believe it was, is that God said, I'm not going to heal you, I'm giving you a power and a grace so you can live with it. And that's not the facts, and we're showing you the truth about the Word of God. And so we pick up where we left off on Friday, talking about, and in the Old Testament, what a prick and a thorn in the side or in the eyes is. And so we'll see it as we keep going forward. God bless you, and may your healing take place today.
Joshua 23 verse 13. This is referring to the thorn in Paul's side that people equate to sickness and disease, especially and particularly with his eyes. Watch here. Joshua 23, 13. Know for a certainty that your Lord, the Lord your God, will no more drive out any of these nations from before you. He's not going to drive them out. Okay? But they will be snares and traps unto you, and scourges in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off this good land which the Lord your God has given you. Joshua 23. Isn't Joshua the one who led them into the land, the promised land? And he's saying, if you don't drive out all these inhabitants, remember he took the walls of Jericho down, drove them out, killed them? Remember that? He says, if you don't do this, know for a certainty that God's not going to drive them out. Ooh, what is that telling me right now? Think about that. I have the authority under the power of the Holy Spirit to bind whatever is coming against me. That's why I can say no weapon formed against me will prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, I will condemn. You see, that when they rise up against you saying bad things about you, that is a thorn in the side, a prick in your eyes. Do you get what God is saying here? So watch here. He's saying, you've got to do it. I'm not going to do it. Know for a certainty that me, the Lord your God, I'm not going to drive out any of these nations from before you. I've given you the power, the authority, and you can go now and do it yourselves. He says, but they will be snares and traps unto you if you leave them there. There will be snares and traps unto you, and scourges in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from the good land which the Lord your God has given you. Do you see? So when Paul wrote, these thorns in my side, how did he say it again? Let's just read it again. Paul said, and lest I should be, and this is in 2 Corinthians 12:7. He said, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations that God was giving him, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, not God, Satan. Satan sent it. Amen? To buffet me. But what God means, what the devil means for your destruction, God will turn for your good, right? So I believe Paul meant it in that context that doesn't matter. It's going to turn out for my good. I will not be exalted. I will not get into extra pride. He talks about it in Romans 12:3. He says, let no man think more highly of himself than he ought to think, because unto every man has given been given the measure of faith. He's saying, don't be too proudful. That was Paul who wrote that. Romans 12:3. So he's saying, yeah, no, what the devil means for my destruction and that thorn in my side is going to be turned to my good. I'm not going to be overly exalted. Now watch it. Lest I should be exalted above measure, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, beat me, stop me with a blow. lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing, I besought the Lord three times that it might be taken away from me. And he said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. It wasn't a sickness. It was he was being buffeted by the enemy. And God said, my grace is enough for you to stand against that demonic spirit. He told you and me, we can bind the enemy. He told me we can. He told us, he said, pray in other tongues and cast out devils. He said, lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. He said, if a snake bites you, it will not harm you. Paul proved that. He said, if you drink something poisonous by mistake, it will not harm you. Come on. Why? Because of the authority and the power invested in you through Christ Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit. So Paul says, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, right? A thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. So we see now what a thorn in the flesh is. God is saying in Numbers 33 and 55 that if you don't get rid of these bad dudes and these people that are naysayers and going to come against you, that they're going to be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides. That's not a sickness. That's not a disease, right? And then in Numbers 33, 35, he says, those, if you don't get rid of them, I'm not going to do it. You've got the authority. Why have you got the authority? Because my grace is sufficient for you to do what you need to do. And watch it. He says, that those that you let remain will be snares and traps unto you. Snares and traps. They're going to trip you up. They're going to deceive you. They're going to speak ill of you. They're going to bring people against you. They're going to be Jezebels nonstop. Are we seeing that today? Yes, we are. Now watch here. He says, and they will be scourges in your sides and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off this good land which the Lord your God has given you. So God gave them the land. He said, you get the people out. I've given you the power, the authority. Now do it. God's given us the authority. He said, you cast out demons. You stand against it. You bind and loose. So a thorn in your side and your eyes and scourges and traps has been buffeted. Like Paul said, the messenger of Satan is buffeting me. We just had that happen in our lives recently. My family, my wife, Cain and myself, thankfully not destiny, but the enemy started to try to buffet us, and there's results with that, and we had to do the spiritual thing, which my wife, Canaan, and myself did. We did not even respond to that, but took it in the spiritual realm to just bind those demonic spirits, and it's turned out okay. Now we're just working to for the final effects of this thing. You see, when a snake's head is chopped off, the tail still flickers around. Amen. So there might be a little bit of a residue, but the thing is dead. When you speak in authority under the power of the Holy Spirit, it works. So are you seeing this? Thorns and traps in my side, thorns in your eyes, snares and traps, scourges, pricks in your eyes. All of those things are people doing to you, right? It's not sickness, talking about people. Everyone say people, okay? So what I believe, honestly, right now, that the thing that Paul was suffering with and couldn't get rid of was people. It was people, and we know people came against Paul. Oh my God, they came against him. They stoned him. They came against him. They actually let him down through the window of in a basket to escape these people. People came against Paul. We're going to look at that as well. Go with me to Judges. Judges. Praise God. And I'm trying to bring clarity as to the thorn in Paul's side, where a lot of people use that as a reason for them to stay sick. They believe that God wouldn't heal Paul. How are they going to heal him? If you didn't hear this from the beginning, I'd suggest you go back to it, watch it later on, and see how we started off to show you. Amen? Now watch, we're going to continue. Judges 2, verse 3. Wherefore God says, I will not drive these people out from before you. Okay? Once again, who's going to have to drive them out? You and me. Who's going to have to speak to that sickness? You and me. Who's going to have to speak to those enemies that are coming against us in the spiritual realm? You and me. Right, you got that? Watch it. It says, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be. Here it is again. Watch this. They shall be as thorns in your sides, and their gods will be a snare unto you. Oh, my Lord. Thorns in your side and snares again. You know, you think about it, God didn't want the tribes of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, to mix with the heathen nations of the world, because they had so many false gods. I mean, even today, the Hindus, and there's over 30,000 gods in certain religious places. 30,000 different gods, come on. God of sneezing, God of toenail, God of hair, God of ears. I don't know, just nonstop. And God said, I don't want you intermarrying with these people, because what's going to happen is if you do keep them in your life, I'm not going to get rid of them. You're going to have to do it. Remember Saul. Oh, my goodness. When Saul, God told him, go in there, kill all the enemy, every one of them. Don't leave one, even the animals destroy. And then Samuel goes to him and says, what is this bleating I hear? And he said, oh, we saved some of the animals for sacrifices. And what is this king still doing alive? He says, well, and Samuel just went in and slew the lot, because he knew that the contamination would come from these animals eating sacrifices from heathen nations at that time, right? It's now changed since the New Testament. But think about an incredibly smart man, the cleverest man, the smartest, wisest man on that planet, King Solomon. He ended up marrying so many women. He had 700 concubines, 300 wives, I mean, just nonstop, from every kind of place on the planet. And he ended up backsliding. Do you know that he came back to God eventually? But he ended up backsliding. Do you realize that? Because a contamination came and he started to serve other gods. Look what God says here. I say unto you, I will not drive these heathen nations, these others out from before you, but they will be as thorns in your sides, and their gods will be snares unto you. That's Judges 2:3. Do you see that? Thorns in your side? That's what Paul was speaking. And Paul, being a Pharisee of Pharisees, trained by Gamaliel, I mean, he knew the Old Testament inside out. He knew the Torah. He knew it all. And he read these scriptures. He knew what a thorn in the side was when he said, I've been sent. A messenger from Satan to buffet me is a thorn in the side. He's talking about this. He's talking about people, not sickness. And these passages that I just read to you, I've got so many more from the Old Covenant to show you the biblical meaning of thorns in your side, pricks in your eyes, buffeting. It's so many times that I've got, and I'll give them to you in a while. They clearly show the biblical meaning of a thorn in the flesh, in the side, or in the eyes is referring to individuals, to people. It's important, in fact, it's vital to use the Bible to translate the Bible and not our modern day interpretations of what we think, feel, and know, but to get the knowledge from the Bible, from the Holy Spirit, and the Strong's Concordance to study it out. Don't just take what you hear. And so many people are tripped up because they believe that there was a sickness in Paul, and if God wouldn't heal Paul, why would he heal me? And as soon as you've got that in your mind, you will start to think and doubt. And when there's doubt, there's no faith.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant with God, established over 400 years ago at the founding of our great nation, to send the gospel into the world. Please pray for a robust revival in our nation, that we may honor this covenant in God's perfect time.
Welcome to 15 Minutes in the Word with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.